Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another boring but interesting podcast. I am your host, Ethan, and I am here with my other co-hosts. And we are gathered, you guys, here today to talk about three very important things happening in our society today. But first, let's start with a joke. What kind of people do you find at school? Wrong. Nerds, dum-dums, and smarties. Sorry, maybe you will get it next time. And now, over to my wonderful partners in crime. Here speaking, Michael. Hello, my name is Ethan, and for the next couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about technology advancement. In 2081, the technology advancement is really important in the movie. The technology used is to make sure that everyone is equal and nobody is different. To further understand this topic, we've brought in an expert on this, Michael. So, Michael, what's your say about this whole technology advancement?
Well, Ethan, that's a good question. I think that in a movie, everyone is equal. This kind of seems silly. That the fact that they go through all of that just to make sure everyone's better, that everyone's not better than anyone else, is just funny to me.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never really thought of it that way. So, to kind of add on to that, how does that movie relate to society today, do you think?
Well, I think that the movie treats technology with some very dramatic effects, but at the sometime in the movie, I feel like the amount of cyberbullying that is going on should be noticed. I think that the most of the bullying that's going on is because people are feeling bad about themselves. So they try to bring everyone else down around them to make them feel better so they are not alone.
Hello, fellow people. Today I am joined by the one and only Michael Hillary. And today our topic will be about the superstitious government and them not following the same laws or regular citizens, excuse me. So, Michael, what are your thoughts about the government?
Well, thank you very much, Ethan, for that beautiful introduction. And my thoughts about government is bad. I think what they are doing and how they're taking advantage of their power is very disrespectful. I do not like it whatsoever.
All right, good answer. What do you think they can do to change how this country is run?
Let the people run it, and we make the rules. Give us the power. Give me the power. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, Michael, calm down. It's all right. Okay, thank you for your time, Michael.
Ugh.
Today we are here with Caleb Zarnick to talk about weapons of mass destruction. Let's start with North Korea. Why should we be afraid of what they can do?
Not only does North Korea have nuclear weapons, but they also have a significant quantity of chemical and biological weapons.
Do you think it would be possible for North Korea to hit the U.S. with a missile from their base?
North Korea is about 6,500 miles away from the U.S., and as far as I know, the farthest launch is a little over 8,000 miles, so it is very much possible to hit the U.S.
Do you believe North Korea will actually try to start a war with the U.S.?
Since 2003, North Korea left the party of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, an act with the objective to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. So no, I don't think they would start a war with us.
Thank you for joining and listening to our boring but interesting podcast. We hope you guys dive in next time. Also follow our YouTube channel at Boring Podcast. Peace out, awesome people.